Society's assumptions about mental health issues can sometimes be hurtful. A writer's workshop for Pittsburgh area teens with mental illness is helping participants take control of their own narratives. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports.
At the offices of Pittsburgh's Creative Nonfiction Foundation in Garfield, high schoolers are experimenting with writing in the style of a storied American literary institution, The Onion, the satirical newspaper. Facilitator Yona Harvey, an assistant creative writing professor at the University of Pittsburgh, reads an article titled, "Woman Apologizes to Therapist for Monopolizing Conversation."
Acknowledging that she had self-centeredly done almost all of the talking, area woman Rebecca Walsh apologized to her therapist Friday for monopolizing their conversation. "Sorry, God, I'm not even letting you get a word in edgewise."
The kids laugh quietly. These teens have diagnoses like depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder. Many have been in therapy since they were small, so they get the joke. Next, Harvey tells the kids to try their hands at satire. And they do, poking fun at religion, family photos, and the shame of taking antidepressants. Mental health advocate Alyssa Seifer, another workshop facilitator, says people often weaponize someone's mental illness as a way to discredit their feelings. Seifer says that's why these kids are in the workshop. It's helping them control their own story as a way to deal with the discrimination.
I think being able to explain yourself in such an articulate way can really help to not really prevent that from happening, but to try and fight back against it.
I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.